Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local, independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
When you go into any type of hiring process, experience is usually, overwhelmingly usually, a big positive. It is not a requisite for managerial success. It'll all be weighed in the portfolio of the candidate.
That's Mike Elias talking about the search here for a hire for a new manager. And thing I'd say about that is, like, I like what he's saying, because with a team like the Orioles where you think you are, I think experience does matter here, because it's probably going to help put you over the top if you have some. And I guess when you're looking at Ryan Flaherty, who was one of the front runners here, at least they believe he's going to be, and apparently maybe for the Padres, because their manager, Mike Schilt, just stepped down, and a couple other teams out there, maybe that is something. But if you're looking at, like, Luis Rojas, who we were talking about, the Yankees' third base coach, he led the Dominican team to a championship as a manager. Some Yankee fans hate him as a third base coach.
Oh, that's the stupidest. I saw some of the comments.
Yeah.
I mean, he sucked as a third base coach. What did he do?
Did he send when
he sent somebody he shouldn't have sent? Like,
did he
come
not
on.
Send somebody when he when you thought he should have sent them?
I mean, fans are such a-holes. They really are. Oh, yes, I saw the comment. He sucked as a third base coach. What? Yep. It was a bad send?
Please,
like,
take him, Ori.
What did he do? Like,
well, and again, like, I'm fine with whoever they hire. I know there were a lot of people talking about Mancino getting an opportunity here. I never thought that was going to happen, even though I thought he did a fairly good job. But ultimately, the guy you bring in is going to clean house and decide who he wants to keep here, who he wants to bring in of his own. If it ends up being Rojas, if it ends up being Flaherty, I'm fine with either one of those guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I, you know, there's some other names out there too that could end up being interesting. The tie-in with him, we just built the facility in the Dominican.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, you're getting the guy that led them. Is that a? I mean, I think it's an interesting tie-in here, right? Like, if you're thinking about that, and does that help filter players from there to here with his knowledge of the players and I guess people knowing who he is down there as well?
Yeah. I mean, shouldn't it really help if the guy is, you know, he managed the national teams, he was a Dominican player?
I wonder if anybody has, like names of people that they wanted. And don't, like, I know people call in and say Buck Showalter. Buck was one of my favorite guys. That's not who it's going to be.
Yeah.
So we're wasting our time even talking about it.
But I mean, with Rojas, it's not just, you know, they point to the Dominican team. He managed the Mets for 2 years, and it's kind of, I think it's an unfair sample size because they weren't very good then. They were around 500 or below, but it was during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, everything in that era gets a little asterisk. So, I mean, he's already managed a major league team. He's managed his national team to a championship. He certainly has the experience. And you mentioned the Dominican tie-in. I think it's a big help.
Yeah. Half-brother of Moises Alou. I didn't know that.
Is he really?
Yeah. There's a lot of interesting stuff about him. Says he's workout-obsessed. He's a wine-sipping, domino-playing baseball lifer.
Yeah. I mean, he looks like he'd play now.
But again, I like the idea that he's a baseball lifer, too. And for the people... I would love for Ryan Flaherty to come back just to bring back Ron Flattery and have Dave and Salisbury call in and discuss him. But, you know, I think that's a baseball guy. He's another one of those guys going to be a baseball lifer. Dad probably coached. He's probably going to end up coaching and managing. So I think when you look at Flaherty, he's going to get a job.
Up. He's Felipe Lou's son.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You mentioned Moise. I'm like, I didn't know that.
Good. I mean, look, it's an interesting name that kind of get thrown in the mix here. as they're doing their due diligence. But I definitely want to see something happen sooner than later so we can kind of figure out what we're doing elsewhere.
Well, you think you need to because I get it. It's only October. February is going to be before you know it. You don't want to make this decision then. Like in January is it right away? Have someone now so you can start deciding what you're going to do in the winter.
And I guess this is a good time to bring it up. I was just talking to Ed about this in a commercial break. Someone reported that the Reds are floating Hunter Green out, who just signed a contract, and it's a very favorable contract, by the way, floating him out there because they want immediate offensive help at the major league level.
Yeah.
And then that's when all of a sudden, like the Orioles have to make a trade, whether people realize it or not. And they can sit here and say, we don't have to. Then what are we doing? Are you going to get better? Are you just bringing back the same offense you had last year? There, it makes a ton of sense to look at them and go, okay, who are we swapping? Is it a Kobe Mayo and a someone else for Hunter Green? Is it a 1v1 swap? Is there like that would make total sense to me, that type of move. I'm not saying it has to be for Hunter Green, but if you find a team that's willing to give up pitching, that should be your first phone call because you missed out on Garrett Crochet last year, depending on what they were asking for. Yeah. We don't know, but he turned out to be pretty damn good.
Hunter Green would be a great addition, though, because I think you'd have a good starting staff anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, bullpen needs a lot of help.
You think about having a power, like having Rodgers, Bradish, and him at the top of the lineup, top of the rotation. We don't know what's going to happen. I'm assuming they're offering him, giving him the qualifying offer, mm-hmm. and they get something back if he walks, but I don't know. And then again, Grayson Rodriguez is the wild card. Can't expect anything from him.
But it's sad. I don't really expect anything.
It sucks because I think there's a ton of talent there.
I
thought he was going to be just like Dylan Cease, and we have yet to see that. But because he can't stay healthy. I mean, we've seen the talent. There's no question about that. But he has not stayed healthy at all. You know, and in looking for the managerial search, that has to get done. And then all of a sudden, then we start looking at the baseball moves. Are they moving a Kobe Mayo? Are you doing, is there something that we're not thinking about that's outside of the box that they're going to do?
Yeah.
Because they're going to go out and sign some arms in the bullpen. There's no question about that. They have to.
Mm-hmm.
But this should be a very fun offseason, even though the regular season wasn't as fun as we'd liked or thought it would be. That was just trash. And then now you're coming back. So let's see how active they are. And I've said this before. The past two offseasons weren't great offseasons for a team looking for what the Orioles were looking for.
Yeah.
Last year, they were starting pitching. But you had to vastly overpay for it, so maybe now they decide to do that. I just couldn't give an 8-year deal to Max Fried. I couldn't give the type of money.
That's the name I was going to bring. Would you have? You wouldn't have done.
No.
You just answered my question. That was the first thing I was going to say. What about Max Fried? Did we miss on him?
I told you I love that. I didn't think he was going to get an 8-year deal. Yeah. His past 3 years, he's been hurt every year.
Yeah.
And this year, he was really good. He started off amazing.
Well, that's a team that can afford to do it, though.
But that's my point.
That's the problem.
It's when people were bitching about Brian Cashman, it's like, oh, you got to go out here. And you gotta, I can't believe this. You got to surround. Who was it? Rob was talking about Chris Canty going after the Yankees. Like, you got to surround Aaron Judge with talent. What are you talking about? They're in the top three and spent money every single year.
Yeah.
And the only reason they're not number one is because of what the Mets did in signing a $1 billion player away from them.
Right.
And the Dodgers, who signed multiple. Yeah. I mean, these contracts are just absurd, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.